Continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Chavav Sif Gimel. Im Yesh Begeres Knesses, if there is in the base of Knesses Gam Yard Site, somebody who has a yard site, as in Ben Shivu Cotton, if somebody who is in the middle of the shit is a cotton, Shahilach Koish may Shiv base of Knesses that is attending the base of Knesses during the Shiva, Yesh La Yard Site Kaddish Echad, the person who has yard site gets one Kaddish. If there are many people who have yard site, every person who has yard site has one kaddish. Even if it means that the cotton who's in the middle of the shiva, Yidoch Lagamri, will not get any kaddish. If there's somebody who's in the middle of the shloishim, Yesh Loigam can kaddish echad, he also has one kaddish. Avom Yesh Habi Bnei Shloshim, if there are many people who are in the middle of the Shloshim, and a cotton ben Shiva, the person who is in, the cotton who's in the middle of the Shiva is not Nitcham Yem Chmosm Lagamri, completely pushed away. And if the person is a godel, an adult, who during the Shiva is not coming to Shul, Ava Pishas Balba Beis Minyan, because he davened at home where there was a minyan in the home, when he comes on Shabbos to Beis HaKnesses, Oymer Kol HaKadeshim, since the middle of the Shiva. If there's a yard site, Oymer Gam Ken Kol HaKadeshim, the person's in the middle of the Shiva. And again, we have to repeat, this is only in the world where only one person recites Kaddish at a time. He should say all the Kaddishim. Mavat Kaddish Echad, besides one Kaddish, the Yatil of Goyrel, that we should make a Goyrel. And we're going to have a number of situations in the Halacha that a Goyrel is made, and the Sharem Tzorim Balacha quotes the Divrei Agoinim that if a Goyrel is done properly, he says the Goyrel is considered like it comes from Hashem, to the degree, he says, that it's equivalent, that if somebody violates the Goyrel, it's equivalent to somebody violating something in the Seres HaDibris. Vach, kishmizbat mena shiva ayidei regular shmeis ovi beregel, but if the shiva is cancelled because of Yontiv, or his father was nifter on Yontiv, as yesh leitin cotton, he's treated like a cotton, kivin shiyach alelech b'esekness b'kol yoyim, but then he goes to shul every day. The Paiskim also say that even though we learned in the previous shiur how important it is for somebody who has yard site to daven, for somebody who's an oval to daven Matzoi Shabbos, and the meaning also is that somebody who has yard site that week davens Matzoi Shabbos as the Baal Tefillah, still somebody who is actually an oval takes precedence over somebody who has yard site that week. Sif Dalad. Ben Shiva Cotton. If you have somebody who's in the Shiva who's a cotton, or Ben Shiva Godel B'Shabbos K'Shabbos by Sknesses, or somebody who's in the middle of the Shiva, but it's Shabbos and he's coming to Shul, Shavim B'Kadeshim, they are treated equally as far as the Kadeshim. Vim Yesh Gam Yard Site. If there's also somebody with a yard site, Hu Nechus Machs HaGodel, the Godel in the middle of the Shiva pushes him, it has precedence. And therefore the adult in the Shiva has one more Kaddish than the cotton in the Shiva. And the Kaddish Shayitzar cotton losses la yard site, the Kaddish that the cotton was supposed to give over to the person who has yard site. Sif Hey, yard site again ben Shloshim. You have somebody who has yard site and somebody in the middle of the Shloshim. Koidmim, they have precedent, Lashar Avelim Shahim B'toich Hashanam, during Avelim, during that year. However, the Bi'a Locha does point out that there is one day when a person's not in the Shloshim nor a yard site that is considered a day that he has precedence. And that's the day that he, at the end of 11 months, when he finishes saying the Kaddish. Amakamakim Yeshlehem, even though these people have preference, Mekamakim Yeshlehem Lassis, Gamlahem Ezekadeshim, they should give the people who have yard site some kadeshim. V'yesh lina shekadesh rabbonim. When kadesh achal aleinu, the kadesh the rabbonim that I said, the kadesh after aleinu, year liyartzeit or leben alamed, should be given to the person who has yartzeit or is in the shloishim. V'shar kadeshim, the other kadeshim, l'shar havelim, to other havelim, im yesh nam kumiyan kadeshim, if there are enough kadeshim for them. Sif vav. Yartzeit ben shloishim. If you have somebody who has yartzeit and somebody who's in the shloishim, dikir vachem, and the hecha dikir vachem where there's room for both, ben shloishim kaidim, the ben shloishim goes first. And as far as davening as the bat tefillah, they should take, as far as davening as the bat tefillah, the poskim say that they should take turns. One should daven Ma'ariv, one should daven Mincha, one should daven the first part of Shacharis, and one should daven Asherei Ve'Letzion. So, Yartzeit ben Shloshim Hechadik Ravacha, when there's a opportunity, ben Shloshim Kaidim, ben La Yartzeit Yah Kaddish Echad. V'meyesh Haba Yartzeitim, if there are many people that have Yartzeit, Yesh L'Kol Echad Kaddish Echad, each one of them should only have one Kaddish. Api, even though by doing so, ben Ashloshim Yidach Lagamri, the person who's in the Shloshim will lose his opportunities. Shum Shum Yoyim Lamacher, the person who's in the Shloshim will say Kaddish tomorrow. The Yartzeit, but if somebody who has Yartzeit, Im Lo Yoyim HaYoyim, if he won't say what he has to say today, then of his manoi, tomorrow obviously is no longer his Yartzeit. Sif Zayin. Im yesh beis aveilim shavim, if there are two aveilim who are the same status, yatilu goyrel by name, they should make a goyrel. Umisha ola loy ha-goyrel loy ma'arvis, the person who the goyrel says should say ma'arif, yesh l'sheni zeh, the other one has kaddish echad shachris b'loy goyrel. He gets one more kaddish by shachris without going through a goyrel. But kaddish shlisha, on the next kaddish, yatilu goyrel, do a goyrel. V'chaim, im yesh nam harbi, if there are many people in the same status, gam ke material goyrel, we should make a goyrel. U'mish Allah a goyrel, somebody who won, v'yavoy oy b'tach a goyrel, does not have a right to join a goyrel again, at shiur mekulam, until everybody gets a chance. Sivches, hatoyshiv koydim l'oyrich, somebody who lives there permanently, has precedence over an oyrich, if it's not in the middle of the Shiva. Yartzeit Toshiv. If you have somebody who lives here, he has Yartzeit. Yartzeit Oirich, and you have somebody who's a guest who has Yartzeit. Ein Loirich Klum. The guest has nothing. It is pushed away. Ben Shloshim Toshim. If somebody's in the Shloshim and he lives here. Or Toch Shoyin Toshiv. Or he's in Oval during the year and he lives here. Yartzeit Oirich, and the person who has Yartzeit is a guest. Yesh lo Oirich Kaddish Echad, the guest gets one Kaddish. Vim Yesh Yartzeit Toshiv, if there's somebody who lives here who has Yartzeit, Uben Shloshim Toshiv, and the person in the Shloshim who lives here, the Yartzeit Oirich, and there's a person who's a guest who has Yartzeit, Yash Gamken lo Oirich Kaddish Echad, the guest gets one Kaddish. Vein Ayochel a Yartzeit a Toshiv loy meloy, and the person who lives here has Yartzeit, cannot say ani kaidim. I have precedence. Ki yomer lamidach kashakilna. The kaddish that I'm saying I didn't take from you. Elmi ben ashloishim. I said it from the person who's in the shloishim. The yomer Yartzeit atoshiv kaddish rishon. The Yartzeit who lives here permanently should say the first kaddish. The Yartzeit ha'oirich should say the kaddish sheni. Or ben ashloishim says the third kaddish. Sif tes. Oirich ben Shloshim, if you have a guest who's in the Shloshim, the Toshiv who's in the year, Shavim and Halacha, they are equivalent as far as these Chiyuvim. Sif Yud, Yartzeit Toshiv, or ben Shloshim Oirich, the Yartzeit lives here, the person in the Shloshim is a guest, Yoyma Toshiv Kaddish Rishim Sheni, the person with Yartzeit who lives here should say the first two Kaddishim, for Oirich Hashlishi. Simon Sif Yud Aleph, Oirich b'tayi chashonim, a guest during the year. Yesh le kaddish ech b'tayi chavelim tashavim b'tayi chashonim. He gets one kaddish amongst all of the avelim who live here permanently. So says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis. Toshiv Nikrolin Zeh, who is called a Toshiv? Kosh Yesh Lekan Diris Kva, anybody who lives here permanently, Abishena Pirei Mas, even though he doesn't pay taxes, the Kehillah tax, or because he can't afford to. Similarly, the people who work in the shul, even though they don't pay the taxes, are considered Toshavim. Oy Shapirei Kamas, if somebody pays membership, Abishena Dorkan, even though he doesn't live here, the halacha is that he is considered a toshev. Mishbala kamim makam acher. If somebody comes here from elsewhere to loy mekadosh acher aviv v'imo shoydarim kan, his parents lived here. Al pishem hayu toshavim kan, and his parents were permanent residents here. Mekam makam kimish aben hazeh ein adar kan. The son doesn't live here. Ve'ein aperei kamas, and he doesn't pay the membership. Only the toshiv, he doesn't have the loch of a toshiv. Balabai shemachs malamad misharis. If a person has workers, a teacher or a worker in this community, imheim penuyim, if they're single, nikrukan toshavim, they're considered toshavim. However, imyeshlam noshim makam echav, they have wives elsewhere, harein ka'arkim, they're only treated like guests. Valoyim be yeshiva, a Talmud who lives in yeshiva. Somebody who's hired by a number of people to teach their children, even though they have families, wives elsewhere, dinam kanka toshavim, they're considered like people who live here. Hagal yosim beisoy, if somebody raises a yosim in his home, afilu beschar, even if he's getting paid to raise him, if this child, this person, this yosim doesn't have a parent, Yesh loy kan din toshiv is considered as if he lives here. Avol im yesh loy ava ein b'makom acher. If he has parent elsewhere, afilu megal b'toras dakom. Even if the person is raising him is not getting paid for raising him, this child yesh loy din oirich. And if this, of course, opens up the question, if somebody was raised, adopted by someone else, can he say kaddish? And the halacha is that he may say Kaddish for the person who raised him, but even though he may say Kaddish for the person who raised him, the halacha, however, says, as we're learning in these halachas, when it comes to precedent, anybody who's saying Kaddish for a biological parent, anybody who has a yartzeit, anybody who's a real chiyuv, takes precedent over that individual.